and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 10, the government says it's considering sending mine-hunting drones to the Strait of Hormuz after Donald Trump asked other countries for warships to protect the channel. The vital shipping route's been closed off by Iran since the war began. Energy Secretary Ed Miliband insists it's important the UK supports America, but Liberal Democrat leader Sir Ed Davey can't see a reason why we should at the moment.
I don't think we should be at Donald Trump's beck and call. He's got no plan. He's thrashing around. I think we should be clear-eyed about the British national interest. And I think we should be very careful about being dragged into a war that we didn't start and is damaging our country and our economy.
A static protest will take place for Al Quds Day after the Home Secretary Shabana Mahmood banned today's planned march in central London. Officers will use the River Thames to separate protesters and counter-protesters at the pro-Palestinian rally this afternoon. An 82-year-old man has been killed after a car crash in Fife. He was taken to Ninewells Hospital after two cars collided on the A92 yesterday morning. Researchers say screening for prostate cancer compares favourably with breast cancer screening when it comes to detecting significant disease. They argue it's no longer rational to reject testing for one while supporting it for the other. Our medical correspondent Thomas Moore says the findings could increase pressure on the government.
The German research is just one of many recent studies showing the benefits of screening in picking up cancers and reducing deaths. It puts pressure on the Health Secretary Wes Streeting, who has promised to thrash out all the evidence with experts before coming to a final decision.
The F1 results on the way, but first, the 98th Academy Awards takes place tonight in Los Angeles. Irish actress Jessie Buckley's considered the firm frontrunner to win Best Actress for her performance in Hamlet. And Lewis Hamilton has achieved his first Formula One podium finish since joining Ferrari, coming third at the Chinese Grand Prix. The race was won by Mercedes driver Kimi Antonelli. That's the latest. I'm Imani Rana.
News from our community. The Red Kite Radio Update.
Access to Wendover Woods has been improved thanks to the introduction of two mobility scooters by Forestry England. Scooters can be booked online or at the forest's information point and are suitable for off-road use. Wendover Woods covers 370 hectares. Some walking routes are challenging for people with mobility issues, especially on the Hillfort Trail. In a Commons debate this week, Mid-Bucks MP Greg Smith commented on adverse responses by the public to plans to close two fire stations and remove six on-call fire engines in Buckinghamshire. The closures would affect Stoke and Church and Great Missenden, and a decision on the plans will be made at a meeting of the Bucks and Milton Keynes Fire Authority on Wednesday.
Red Kite Radio Weather, sponsored by Ridgeway Interiors, the kitchen company that handles everything from design to installation and even the building work. Transform your home with peace of mind across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire.
Morning to all those who are up and at them early. A bit of a cold start to a bright spring day and a few cloudy skies in a couple of places. Once again, temperatures quite mild as we move further into the morning, reaching between 7 and 9 degrees. I'm Jake Gosling, and for more local news, please visit our media section of redkiteradio.com.
Classic hits. It's Sunday brunch
with Juanita Hughes.
Red Kite Radio.
Good morning, and thank you, Annette. Great show as always. It's Sunday, it's 3 minutes past 10, and we're kicking off with the Supremes and a classic from 1971, and it's Nathan Jones.
Just pass three.
107.2. Red Kite Radio. Real local radio.
That was Visage with Fade to Grey, and this is Sunday Brunch on the 15th of March 2026 on 107.2 Red Kite Radio. And I'm Juanita, and it's gone about 10 minutes past 10. So how are you this spring Sunday morning? Isn't it lovely seeing all the daffodils and blossoms on the trees? We really do live in a beautiful area, don't we? Now, what have I got for you this hour? Well, we will be talking about names, and if you're a David, it's your day. I will bring you something positive to think about, and of course, some information on lots of things going on in our area. Plus, if you stick around until the last hour, I will tell you about another little hidden gem. Okay, so let's get going. I've got two great tunes lined up and ready to go. The first are some beautiful harmonies from the Beatles and If I Fell, and that's from 1964. And I'm going to follow that with Marty McCutcheon and a pop ballad from 1999 about seizing a life-changing moment of love and happiness. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true and help me understand? 'Cause I've been in love before, and I found that love was more than just holding hands. If I give my heart to you, I must be sure from the very start
Red Kite Radio.
A bit of choral music, the Tame and Haddenham Choral Society present its spring concert at St Mary's Church in Tame on Saturday the 21st of March at 7:30 p.m. If you go along, you'll hear Beethoven's Missa Solemnis and Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 1. So you can purchase the tickets on the door or online by going to tamehaddenhamchoral.org.uk. That's tamehaddenhamchoral.org.uk. The concert's at St Mary's Church, Tame, Saturday the 21st of March at 7:30 p.m. Okay, now, after the ads, we have the Princess of Pop, Kylie Minogue, and In Your Eyes from 2002. This is your classic hits for Tame, Haddenham and the Villages.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
Kingsley Furniture and Interiors make beautiful bespoke kitchens and furniture for your home. We're a very friendly and creative team, and we'll work with you to devise and deliver the perfect design for your living space. We genuinely want you to have the home of your dreams, whatever your budget. So come and meet us and then see your furniture being handcrafted in our Kingsley Workshop. Visit kingseyfurniture.co.uk or call our friendly team on 01844 290 899.
Does your car need maintenance or repair? Dell Motor Services are a leading garage with fixed prices on many service or repair procedures. If you live in Red Kite Radio's broadcast area, we can collect or return your car for free. As someone once said, we are simply the best, better than all the rest. Dell Motor Services in Stock Lake. Call Aylesbury 429 123. That's 429 123. Or visit dellmotorservices.co.uk.
Around 26,000 miles in the sky.
Well, actually, we're just around the corner. Tame Aerials, your local family-run aerial and satellite company for all your television needs. Whether it's a new installation of an aerial or satellite dish, fixing your existing system, or simply advice on the right path to take, call Tame Aerials on 07961 052311. 07961 052311. Or email inquiries@tameaerials.co.uk.
Classic hits.
Classic hits.
For Tame, Haddenham and the Villages.
107.2 Red Kite Radio. Tame, Haddenham and Cuddington.
This is your Red Kite Radio.
It's 10:23 here on 107.2 Red Kite Radio. It's time now for our What's in a Name slot, where we take a quick look at the story behind a name you might hear every day. Now today it's the name David. It's a name with a very long history, coming originally from Hebrew and meaning beloved or dearly loved. And the name appears in the Bible with King David, the shepherd boy who became the king of Israel, and according to the story defeated the giant Goliath with just a single sling and a stone. And over the centuries, the name has stayed incredibly popular right across the world. Here in the UK, it was especially common in the 1950s, 60s and 70s. So there are plenty of Davids listening right now, I'm sure. And of course, there are some very famous Davids, from singer David Bowie to footballer David Beckham, and even the legendary naturalist David Attenborough. And I'm sure you can think of more. Now, David and Long Crendon said his parents chose the name David because they felt it would be okay if it got shortened to Dave. However, I prefer to stick with David. At secondary school, we were usually known by our surnames, but given two of us had the same surname, we were known by the initials of our first name, DC in my case, and subsequently it became Washington. I love that. I've lived there for a little while, so I associate with that name. Okay, next week's featured name is going to be Helen. Are you a Helen? Were you named after someone? Do you like your name? Have you ever shortened it? And do you have a nickname? If you please email me at juanita.hughes@redkiteradio.com, and my name is spelled J-U-A-N-I-T-A. Now let's get back to the tunes. Let's jump back to 1986, and here is the Eurythmics with Thorn in My Side.
Yeah! You gave me such a bad time. Tried to hurt me. But now I know.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
This is your local radio station for Tame, Haddenham and the Villages, and now for a little bit of something sweet. It's Michelle Gale from 1994 and Sweetness.